Sir Patrick, why is this such a big deal?
I don't think it should be. So let's look back at the history behind it. There are eight obvious planets: Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, and the giants, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune. And then in 1930, my old friend Clyde Tombaugh at the Lowell Observatory in Arizona discovered another body out beyond Neptune that appeared to be about five times larger than the Earth and went on the Sun. Naturally, it was classed as a planet and named Pluto, but from the outset, it was an oddity. Its path or orbit wasn't like those of the other planets. It was sharply inclined. It seemed curious. It just didn't fit in. And finally, a satellite was found, too. Well, even so, Pluto was still regarded as a planet. But then, in the 1990s, we began discovering other bodies of the same nature in the same part of the solar system. There's a whole swarm of them. And therefore, Pluto's status was called into question. So in my view, there are two kinds of bodies in the solar system. There are the planets, the obvious ones, and there are what we call planetoids, much smaller bodies, concentrated mainly in two swarms, the asteroids between the path of